USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting the CDC headquarters in Atlanta after visiting tornado-ravaged Tennessee. The CDC is a big part of the United States' efforts to combat the growing coronavirus threat. Meanwhile, Indiana health officials are confirming the state's first presumptive positive case of the coronavirus. Health Commissioner Christine Box made the announcement.
We're here today to announce the first presumptive positive case of COVID-19 in the state of Indiana.
Dr. Box reminds everyone,
the patient and the hospital did everything possible to limit the risk of exposure to other individuals. Because of those steps, the risk of additional exposure and community transmission was decreased.
The up-and-down week on Wall Street concludes with a down day. The Dow lost 256 points to finish the week at 25,864. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The U.S. economy is continuing to add jobs as the latest job reports is out for the month of February. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities. Both the unemployment rate at 3.5% and the number of unemployed persons at 5.8 million changed little in February.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows that former Vice President Joe Biden has a 13 percentage point advantage over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump at his first town hall of this campaign season. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
I appreciate the question. I think the country is far more united than people think.
President Trump at his first town hall of the 2020 campaign season in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The event hosted by Fox News.
And ultimately what's uniting the country is success. And we're having more success than we've ever had. We got hit with the virus really 3 weeks ago, if you think about it, I guess. That's when we first started really to see, you know, some possible effects. But even despite that, the country, we are having the greatest year we had last year was the greatest year we've ever had economically. And I think the way we unite is really through success.
It's that time of the year for folks across the country as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Most Americans are set to spring forward this weekend, Sunday marking the beginning of daylight saving time. At 2 a.m. Eastern Time on March 8th, people across the U.S. will need to turn their clocks forward 1 hour to reflect the new time. Or at least you'll have to do that to your old-fashioned clocks, as most other devices just automatically change the time themselves. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.